Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the role that intentions play in the actions that we perform. As you know, there's a famous hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Everybody knows this. All Muslims know this. And I've heard this hadith. It means actions are according to intentions, which means that the value of actions are in proportion to the intention. The value of the action is, of every action, is proportionate to the niyat and the intention with which it was performed. If a person, for example, does a good deed, right, with the intention, with a bad intention, right? Like let's say that he performs it because he wants to show off to people. He wants to show people that he's a good person. Right? This action, it won't have any value in the eyes of God. But if a person performs, you know, an insignificant action, right? Let's say that he gives, you know, $10 in charity to somebody, right? But his niyat is very good. His intention is very good. He does it purely for the sake of Allah, right? So this action, even though it's seemingly insignificant, it has a great value in God's eyes. And, you know, he will get, and consequently, this person will get a lot of reward for it. In this connection, we have a very nice hadith related and transmitted from the Holy Prophet, in which this has been said. The Prophet sent Imam Ali alayhi salam on a military expedition with a brigade. So he sent Imam Ali alayhi salam somewhere, with a group of soldiers, sent them somewhere on a military expedition. A certain man said the following to his brother, "Let's go on this military expedition with the brigade of Ali alayhi salam. We might get a slave." This is the part of the hadith related to the topic we're talking about. "We might get a slave or an animal or something of value." So these people wanted to participate in this jihad, this act of worship, but their niyat and their intention was they wanted, you know, to get the spoils of war. They were hoping to get some spoils of war from it. The Prophet said the following when he heard this: "Actions are according to intentions." He repeated that famous hadith. "And every person has what they intend. So whoever goes on a conquest in search of what is with Allah, then their reward will be from Allah. And whoever goes on a conquest in search of worldly affairs or intends restraints will not get other than what he intended," right? This is what the Prophet said here. Right? So these people who went on this expedition in hopes of getting these spoils of war, right? They will get them, you know, they will achieve what they wanted to, but, you know, they will be deprived of that otherworldly reward because they had no intention of acquiring it from their good deed. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the role of intentions and actions in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.